This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining us now from, I don't know where she is. Are you in Beaufort?
I shouldn't say.
Joining us now from an undisclosed call-in location is Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. There's just so many DOJ papers flying all around. I don't want to say where I am, lest one of them, you know, kind of hit me in the face by accident.
Okay. I don't think you should worry about that. They're not going to mess with you. I don't think they would mess with you. They don't want to mess with you. They don't have the.
Many independent.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't think they would anyway. So, we have a new development in the continuing saga of the soap opera that is the January 6th false erection, because, of course, the leftists have no actual legislative agenda other than take away the elections from the states, take away all of your money, make sure that you have to have a car that's electric. That's their agenda. It's going nowhere because they can't get rid of the filibuster, so this is what they got. And yeah. I think they're sort of making this a... Do you think they're going to make this a campaign topic?
Yes. Yes. I mean, already in the little town of Beaufort, North Carolina, our prior mayor of Beaufort, Rhett Newton, who started a primary run for the United States Senate, and his initiating email said he was inspired by the events of January 6th to run for the United States Senate as a Democrat. So, yes, I think it's been a campaign excuse pretty much since January 6th. Senator Rubio did a good job today, though, of pointing out it's not what the ordinary person is thinking about, and it's not what the ordinary person wants the government doing. We've got bigger issues.
Yeah, we've got bigger issues.
Here we are. And finally, this was the cliffhanger episode that we've all been waiting a year for this to happen. Stuart Rhodes, founder and head of the Oath Keepers organization, was indicted. I'm waiting for everybody to go, ooh, ah, you know, out in
was,
the
was Stuart Rhodes,
audience.
Was he in Washington, D.C. on that day?
Yes.
He was?
Yes.
Was he in the proximity of the Capitol?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I didn't know that.
You can't get away from the essential story, and that story has been in indictment concerning a growing list of other men and women accused of being members of the Oath Keepers organization that add up to 20 defendants. So as the indictment process has gone through the last year, and first three, then several more, and so forth, were indicted, beginning January 12th, and as recently as December 1st in the sixth superseding indictment. So DOJ kept winding up the story and winding up the suspense and adding additional people to it, and the page length kept growing. And so here yesterday, we now have the separate indictment against Stuart Rhodes, Edward Vallejo, that's a new defendant to this story, and nine of the pre-existing defendants in the Oath Keeper saga.
Right.
So it becomes a little bit confusing because we had a group of up to 20, and now the DOJ has split it out into three separate cases. This new one is Stuart Rhodes, top of the billboard. So it will be United States of America versus Rhodes et al., which is what they've been salivating to do for a year. And they finally put on the table as count one, seditious conspiracy. So no insurrection charge. But they got those two words out, seditious conspiracy. The media has been going crazy since yesterday afternoon when this was unsealed.
Well, first things first.
Yes.
The last big thing I saw the Oath Keepers do was go into Ferguson. They went into Ferguson strapped up to fight, and none of them fought. They spoke. Their calm and their resoluteness in the face of the anger and everything else, the way they reacted to the people of Ferguson, after they'd been there for, what, a couple of days, Ferguson riots stopped. I'm not going to give them full credit for it, but I do think the calm going in there was indicative of what I think of when I think of Oath Keepers. This is not in keeping with what I, you know, this is not their usual modus operandi to get out there and, you know, conspire for seditious actions.
Well, let's talk about what's not in the indictment first.
Okay.
So, as I said, there is no charge of insurrection. It is a 48-page document, double-spaced, but it's 48 pages long. There is no allegation that any of these defendants destroyed property. There's no allegation that any of these defendants did more than one of them getting a little pushy-shovey with one of the officers. I don't want to minimize that. That's not appropriate behavior, but that's the extent of it in the scheme of what we've all been seeing on TV and in videos and so forth. I want to be sure to put these defendants in the context of doing little to nothing. There's no allegation they did the damage that resulted in the doors opening. The allegation is that not Stuart, not Mr. Vallejo, but the other nine, who we already had the allegations for, entered the building and exited the building.
What do they do whilst in the building?
Does it matter, is my question. So well, the allegations amount to they entered the building. They are alleging that a few of them went looking for Speaker Pelosi. That's the extent, and then they leave the building. So to my way of looking at this indictment, we have nothing new against those who were already facing charges. And the story concerning Rhodes, we knew most of, we'll get to that bit we didn't know, but we knew most of already because the other indictments contained all kinds of extraneous allegations, including concerning Rhodes.
Hang on right there. Hang on right there, coming up on the first break. Paloma Cabana has been taking a deep look at this, and she called me about this when it happened, and I think this came out yesterday, so am I right about that? Yesterday or was it Wednesday?
Yes. Okay. It was released yesterday, filed the day before.
So this is a new development. They're moving in another direction. They're quite diversifying their whole little portfolio of stupidity. More illustration of that when we get back with Paloma. This is Lock and Load.
ACZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. I can tell that Paloma is one of those people that can type 600 words per minute. Was that you on a keyboard?
Yes.
So?
Yes.
I had to interrupt you in midstream, so if you can, pick it up where we were because it was getting good.
Sure. So let's talk about the content of the indictment, and let's start with that question that has been debated the whole past year. Where is the line between protected free speech and assembly and criminal conduct? So in this indictment that the whole country has waited a year to see, so I was expecting really quite a display of fireworks, we see allegations that Rhodes has said things like, we aren't getting through this without a civil war. Too late for that. Prepare your mind, body, spirit. I think there should be the word om after that. So to my way of looking at the world, that sentence taken by itself, we're good. We're First Amendment. It's free speech. It's a spiritual comment. It's philosophical. It's not a call to action, nor is it a plan. But the allegation's in there. In the next paragraph, we have an allegation, refuse to accept the results of the election and march en masse to the nation's capital. Okay, again, First Amendment, free speech, free assembly.
Right.
I'm still not getting too excited in my seat as I'm reading things. I'll give you two more sentences. Another sentence, he says, one of the co-defendants says, we need to make those senators very uncomfortable with all of us being a few hundred feet away. Doesn't strike me as criminal. I've been less than a few hundred feet away from legislators and governors where I have opposed bills and legislation. As far as I know, that's still protected conduct.
Sure.
Another defendant, here comes Rhodes. There is no standard political or legal way out of this. Okay, I think I say things like that probably at least a few times a week. Right? We can't simply be repeating previous methods. Let's look at how else to do this. There's nothing standard about the situation. Let's come up with an inventive. There's nothing about that that isn't protective. So that's kind of one bucket where for the sentences up front in this indictment, I really have to question who drafted this and why they structured it the way that they did. Now, up front, it does also start to do something concerning our second. Yes.
If I may. I got a question, if I may.
Sure.
So, have you seen this proposal that the Washington State Governor Jay Inslee is wanting to put out there?
No.
Where you can criminalize speech if it is determined it incites violence, like saying the election was fraudulent.
Rigged. Okay.
Right. Now, that's what he's putting out there right now. Now, the problem with that as I see it,
mm-hmm.
if it were actually a real thing they were considering, because this sort of seems like the same reason they're going after them, they're trying now to retroactively go behind them and say this kind of stuff is criminal. This indicates conspiracy.
Right. And
but
really
doesn't that mean that Stacey Abrams gets indicted?
I literally am so focused on Stuart Rhodes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, no, you can't back up legislation so far that it chills a person from participating. So to simply say the words could have the unintended consequence of resulting in violence. It is not the way that this game has been played since this country was founded.
Right.
You need a plan of action. Now, it does not have to be a successful plan, so watch out there. If we find out that Stuart Rhodes and his minions had a plan that, you know, 10 people were going to take over the entire Capitol by themselves, unlikely to succeed.
No.
But that doesn't mean that didn't constitute a plan in their mind. So the plan does not have to be successful. You don't have to have all of the elements in place to do it. You don't even have to be capable of executing on it. Like if I say, I'm going to get a water gun and threaten the sergeant at arms. Well, that was still a plan to try to do something, as pitiful as that sounds.
Yeah, but see, what you're describing, though, for the Oath Keepers.
A plan, right?
Yeah. But with the Oath Keepers, these are all military people. That's not a plan anybody in the military would actually execute.
But, well, I don't think there's anything in this indictment that Stewart said that is going to be somebody in the military executing on it either, right? Is the bottom line problem with this indictment is what plan? You've got a seditious conspiracy. You have to have a plan demonstrated here. Okay, so what was the plan, DOJ attorneys? What was the plan? It is not criminal to go to Washington, D.C. and march with thousands of people to the Capitol building. There isn't an allegation in here, in this indictment. We've waited a year to see this indictment against Stuart Rhodes, founder and leader of the Oath Keepers. There is not an allegation in here that Rhodes had a plan on how to break in to the Capitol that day. They've got all kinds of insinuations, but they never say there's a plan or the elements of the plan. And let me tell you the leading insinuation here, because this is what we have to be concerned about as gun owners.
Mm-hmm.
Stuart Rhodes apparently purchased firearms.
Hold it right there. Hold it right there. Looking at the time, we're getting to the critical part. Paloma Capana, she's taking a hard look at this, watching these details as they come in there, and trying to interpret them, because it doesn't really make a lot of sense. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me when she says it, but she's trying to find the legal angle they're trying to pursue. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Monday is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day, a day when many Americans remember the life and legacy of the civil rights leader.
We face the difficulties of today and tomorrow. I still have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. that all men are created equal.
The birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was recognized as a federal holiday in 1983. Many businesses and institutions around the country will be closed in observance of the national holiday. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden set to talk with Japan's Prime Minister on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News. Some Apple employees will have to get the booster shot.
Both corporate and store employees would have 4 weeks to get the booster jab once they're eligible to take it, and unvaccinated employees would have to test negative for COVID-19 before they could work at Apple. That's according to an internal email viewed by TheVerge.com, which reports that once a worker is eligible to get the booster shot, they would have that four-week time frame to prove that they took the shot, or they would need to take frequent tests in order to enter an Apple office, retail store, or partner store. From the Midwest USA Radio News Bureau, I'm James Gimmel.
United States senators from both parties are in Ukraine meeting with top officials amid ongoing Russian aggression. Their meeting with President Zelensky taking place on Monday. The senators on the trip include Republican Rob Portman of Ohio and Democrat Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Guns.com Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Paloma Cabana when we left off, Stuart Rhodes apparently bought some guns in days leading up to January 6th. Is that where we were?
That's where we were. So let's try it this way. I'm going to say a sentence, and you're going to say, protected by the Second Amendment, yay or nay. Ready?
Okay, go.
I purchased a firearm, scope, ammunition, and related accessories.
Protected by the Second Amendment. Yay.
I do it again just a few days later.
Yay.
I do it a third time, and actually the third time I do it in another state.
That's a complicated one, because if it's a long gun, it could be a yay, and if it's a handgun, it would be a nay.
The third one is AR platform.
That would be a yay.
Okay. The next day, I buy a bunch of equipment related, bipods and so forth, night vision goggle, that kind of thing.
Well, that's not even applicable to the Second Amendment.
Oh, Bill, you get a gold star. This is just great. Thank you. Thank you. This is good.
Sure. Yeah.
So, laid out in this indictment, Stewart purchases three firearms through three separate transactions. They do not accuse him of making an illegal firearms purchase. So pay attention to that detail.
Okay.
Again, this is indictment by insinuation.
Right.
And he purchases a bunch of ammunition. He purchases some more ammunition, some's in Texas, some's in Mississippi, while he's traveling to the Capitol for the events of January 6th. After the events of January 6th, he purchases some more ammunition. So they've got 9 transactions, none of which that they claim are illegal or in any way unrelated to each other or in any way a third-party straw man purchase, but none of it. But they put together that his shopping expedition, you know, happened kind of one after the other and in a window of time. They don't tell us what Stewart's context of purchasing is over the course of a year. They don't tell us if he's getting things because they're having an annual dinner with a gun raffle and other auction items. They tell us not. They just drop these paragraphs in randomly through the 48 pages, and then there's no allegation that these firearms were used in any way concerning the events of January 6th or otherwise.
Question.
Yes.
Because they dropped them in, it almost sounds like they're trying to infer that
yes.
there was some sort of nefarious thought process behind it, even though they don't mention it or charge him with anything. Is that your thought?
Yes. And I read this slowly and carefully. And at the end of reading it, my impression, based on the way they had structured it, the words they used, the content that they put into it, and so forth, was, okay, take out your metric. Is Stuart Rhodes potentially homicidal or suicidal? Is Stuart Rhodes in need of a mental health examination? Why hasn't his wife divorced him? Why hasn't he divorced his wife? Right? It reads in a manner designed to smear.
But okay.
Which is
okay.
the classic okay. FBI toolbox, you know, kind of tool to pull out. I'm not saying every sentence can be simply thrown away, but the vast majority of allegations do not create, in my mind, that there has been a careful and thoughtful investigation conducted through lawful means during the prior 13 months to bring down the leader of an insurrection against the United States government on January 6th, which is essentially what they've been telling us they were going to produce.
Okay. Next question then. So they've got questions about homicidal, suicidal. Has he ever, I mean, doesn't he, if he's buying guns, he has a clean record. We can make that presumption, right? He's passing background checks. So
correct.
I'm almost certain that if, Stuart Rhodes had been in self-defense shootings or if he had been in other things that would be semi-criminal, that they would have mentioned that. I'm pretty sure that would have already been
Absolutely.
Pursued. So where are they coming out with this whole homicidal, suicidal thing?
No, they did not say that. What I'm saying is that if you read this document, that is the impression you can walk away from, is what's wrong with Stuart Rhodes.
Sure. Well, I guess, are they trying to infer that he's buying guns and that's a problem? That there's something wrong with him buying guns?
Absolutely, yes.
Oh.
100% yes.
Is that a mental health issue, wanting to buy guns?
In terms of his checkout receipts from, I'm assuming, federally licensed firearms dealers, so FFLs, with the way that they itemize out the entire receipt of what he's been purchasing, yes, that is absolutely the insinuation, is no one in America should need 3 guns or ammunition or any of the accessories that go along with it, including backpacks.
Oh, goodness. Well, here's the thing about ammunition, and I know they don't know this. I know they never consider this. They actually like to say this because they'll say he had over 1,000 rounds of ammunition and arsenal. Well,
but they didn't. They didn't, Bill. You raise exactly one of the points that jumped out at me is, okay, they're saying he purchased ammunition. They're not saying it's ammunition irrelevant to the related firearm, and they're not saying anything about the quantity. So for all we know, he walked in, purchased a shotgun, a box, a brick, okay and we should get excited. But they are getting excited in the media, and that is what they are feeding the general public. And
that's because they're ignorant. They're ignorant in the media.
The DOJ is setting it up to cause this impact. So back to your question, state of Washington, words thrown out there resulting in a reaction. What's the difference between we can't settle this through regular legal means and what the DOJ is doing against Stuart Rhodes and these January 6th defendants? They are putting these words together to create an intended effect, and I would argue 100% intentional.
Well, they're trying to, it looks like they're trying to say that if somebody goes and buys a couple of guns in a month, there's something wrong with that.
Yes.
And the problem is, here's the problem with that. Here's the problem with that. First of all, they might actually try that. But, I mean, that little thing they're going to try, if that's one of their angles they're going to try with him, or unless they're just using it to infer, he bought a bunch of guns. What did he need those for? Mm-hmm. Has he ever been to a psychiatrist? Why doesn't his wife leave him because he's got so many guns? Why does he need so many guns? He doesn't need that many guns. You know.
Right.
Anyway.
And here's where that problem filters down to you and me.
Before we get to that, we're coming up on the break.
Yes.
How do people find Inconclusive?
Inconclusive can be found at www.theinconclusivetruth.com.
And the book, the pamphlet?
My Second Amendment book regarding January 6th is at 2ampatriot.com.
We'll be right back. We're talking to Paloma Campana. This is some stuff. This is compelling stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I don't know. I had ammo in the brain. That's because of this discussion I'm having with Paloma Capana, attorney at law. And, you know, some of this stuff that they're... So, the charge and the stuff that they're dropping out there, is the stuff that they're dropping out there concerning the guns, is this in the press? Is this in the charge? Is this in the brief that they're putting together? Where is it?
It's in the indictment.
Oh, okay.
It's all individual allegations within the indictment that are unrelated to the charges filed.
So, since the charge is seditiousness or sedition, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are they trying?
Conspiracy.
Do you think they're trying to take buying one or more guns or gun ownership in particular with sedition? Does that? Do you think they're trying to indicate that if you own guns, we could tie you into seditious behavior?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And so here's kind of the trickle down that people need to think about. You know, the minute that you say, well, Stuart Rhodes isn't relevant to me, or I canceled my Oath Keepers membership, or whatever is going through people's minds. In my own case, this fall, I did 3 gun shows in 3 states.
Sure.
And a conference in a 4th. I purchased ammunition at 3 of those shows of different grains, same caliber. That could constitute suspicious behavior under this approach by the FBI and the DOJ, right? You got 308 at 160 to 180 grain, whereas my confession, you know, here on the radio, is you've got a fairly cerebral 308 aficionado,
yeah,
selling books relevant to Second Amendment supporters and gun owners.
I can see exactly how they would try to tie this in. But
yeah.
I guess my question becomes, do you think this isn't, because they're going to fail, right? This is all going to fail. If Stuart Rhodes has any brains at all, I hope he hires, you know, Perry Mason, and they take it as far as they got to go, because there is no way to get out there and say that owning or buying one or more guns is seditious behavior. Because that, if that was the case, there would be no government, there'd be no FBI, if that was actually true, because we would have taken it over by now, and there would be all kinds of heads all over the place, and it would be just pandelirium. That's not the case. So, anyway.
If it's me, the motion to dismiss for failure to state a cause of action is paragraph 89 on page 24 in the second sentence. Stuart Rhodes sends a message at 2:25 p.m. from outside the Capitol building. We need to regroup any members who are not on mission. In 48 pages, they do not accuse him or any of the co-defendants of actually having a mission. How do you then charge him with a federal felony?
Well, I mean, you know, it looks like one of these deals. Well, I mean, it reminds me of the Kyle Rittenhouse case, to be honest with you, because he did something that was self-defense. They decided to call it murder.
Mm-hmm.
And it had, what he did had nothing to do with it. And the guy that was prosecuting it, he was a clown. And as the facts came out, it became very apparent of how clownish he was. Getting out there and using a word like mission, if you're going to do that, then we're going to have to start indicting a bunch of sportscasters, because they use military parlance all the time. It's actually...
But Rhodes' command is, come back to me.
Right.
You know, there's sort of a longer context there. So in other words, Rhodes himself is saying, what are you doing inside the Capitol building? What are you doing running around the ground? We've split up physically of each other. Regroup, come back together, and he gives instructions for, you know, kind of where to meet.
Were there a bunch of people that were there as oath keepers that had only just signed up like hours before?
Correct. So I have, that is one of the big arguments, of course, that I've made straight the way along is, were they even members in the sense of the term member? And
right.
The other argument I've made straight the way along is the Capitol being open to the public.
Right.
And the USCP issuing permits as recently as January 4, less than 48 hours before people started arriving at the Capitol. So you've got all kinds of problems going on in these cases for sure. But in this 48-page indictment, not only does the DOJ fail to set out a mission that involves B&E at the Capitol, breaking and entering at the Capitol, stealing the ballots from the boxes, you know, to completely disrupt the entire Electoral College process. But they also failed to make any allegations that the Oath Keepers were involved with any other group at all. So all this noise we've been hearing for a year that Oath Keepers conspired with Proud Boys, conspired with neo-Nazis and Jason Nordine and his whole group, Nordine and his whole group, there's none of that in here either.
Well, the thing about a coup, and we got about 3 minutes here. The thing about a coup is that they seized no television stations, no transportation. They didn't cut off any infrastructure. They didn't try to cut off communications from coming out of the building. There's a lot of moving parts in a coup that just never occurred. And it's they're taking the language and trying to reassign certain terms and phrases to, to gin up a bunch of emotion, and at the same time to give this specter that, Stuart Rhodes is out there, you know, in a black trench coat and a black hat. He's already got an eye patch. He's quite sinister looking. And,
yes.
You know. I can imagine him in a phone booth. But see, this is the thing. They intercepted his communications. They would not go in there with a communications apparatus that could be intercepted in a military operation. And hopefully, if they have any sense at all, they'll bring a lot of that out. But is this just an exercise to put a chill, do you think, to gun ownership to speak in your mind. Is this an attack on the second and the first?
Yes. I have held back from being as passionate as I am behind the scenes, in front of the scenes, until this indictment.
Yeah.
This indictment seals it for me that the agenda is to squash the First Amendment rights of free speech, assembly, and Second Amendment right to bear arms.
Have you noticed, though, their big problem?
They don't have a case?
Well, that's the obvious problem. The big problem is, in order for this to work, this has to be public, and nobody cares about January the 6th.
Mm-hmm.
The Beltway does, but regular mm-hmm. America does not. So the lesson they're trying to teach is falling on no ears. It's not falling on deaf ears. It's falling on no ears because nobody's paying attention to this. Of course, it should be paid attention.
You are.
Yeah.
Being at the opposite end of the DOJ spectrum, if you will, they're trying to cut rights off. I'm trying to say, watch out. Our rights are in jeopardy. And I can tell you that equally falls on fairly deaf ears.
Yeah.
So, you know, appearances.
Not altogether, Paloma. Not altogether.
No, not totally. But I do still have people, even in Second Amendment settings, who will say, January 6th, what? And I'll say, the events at the Capitol? Oh, yeah.
That's right? A problem, too. We'll have to talk about that in the next go-round. We're running out of time. Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. She is observing some things that we should all be paying attention to. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Thanks for the invitation, Bill. Always a pleasure. And everybody at home, if you can't read the 48-page indictment, at least go to my website and check out the blog. It's a little shorter. That's qampatriot.com.
Thank you very much. Coming up next, it's going to be Dean Weingarten, writer from amaland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.